Today's episode is brought to you in part by Kind Bars. Kind is committed to crafting food with real, recognizable ingredients.
Yes.
Like nuts.
Oh my gosh, those are my favorite bars, are the, like, just nut ones with, like, drizzled chocolate.
Yeah, with chocolate.
The dark chocolate and sea salt one, that one is so good.
And you can get 10% off or 15% off if you're a military teacher, student, first responder, doctor, or nurse. If you go to podgo.co/kind, that's podgo.co/kind. Creating a kinder and healthier world, one act and one snack at a time.
Back to Skyrim.
No, I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
Yeah, that's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
It tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Not a ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for hitting it.
Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Where every week some former video game competitors and world record holders get together and talk about some kind of beverage, a video game, real FXP, and recommend something.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm Ginger.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace shall guide the planets, and I will still be named Willy.
Let's say, Mercury is in Gatorade or some shit. All right, so it's been a little while since I've, drank, like, a proper adult. I don't know what proper adult is.
Speaking of Gatorade or some shit. Alcohol. It's alcohol. What plants crave.
I'm gonna have this Strange Beast hard kombucha. It's 7%, so it's much more high in alcohol than my kombucha. And it's passion fruit, hops, and blood orange. So I'm gonna crack this fucker open.
Nice crack.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. It's very light. Oh, it's kind of bubbly. Should be. Kombucha is usually bubbly. It's very light. Like, almost light piss.
Save me a little bit.
I am. Ooh, that's real good. Ooh, yummy. I can tell more blood orange than passion fruit. You want to hold that can up?
It's brewed in Chico, California.
Yes.
And it's certified organic.
And it's gluten-free. I really like it. I am going to give it a 4.25. I can tell there's some... Kitty and my husband are fighting all day. It's actually kind of cute, but... So I can tell there's tart passion fruit in there, because recently I've actually bought my first passion fruit and they're really super yummy and tart. But I taste more of the blood orange in this. Kind of hoppy. Yeah. Shut up, you mouthy fucking cat.
It's a great mix of passion fruit and blood orange. I don't taste the hop much. The hops much on the first sip.
Yeah. But I was gonna say, maybe out of the can you can more if you want to take a sip out of my mug. But I'm going to keep a 4.25. It's pretty good. I don't taste apricot in it. Whoever put that is kind of a dumbass. But I do. I can taste more of the orange in it.
It's good. It's like a fruity, flavored, carbonated soda.
Yeah,
doesn't taste like beer or liquor or malt beverage at all.
It does not. It doesn't really taste like kombucha either.
The hops taste great. They did add carbon dioxide to carbonate it, so it's really bubbly, like a pop. And it's 7% alcohol and doesn't taste like it. Yeah, I'll give this Strange Beast 4.5.
Oh, a little more?
Yeah,
I gave it 4.25 just because it says kombucha and it doesn't taste like kombucha. Since I might be a little bit of a kombucha connoisseur, I don't taste any kombucha. I just don't. Try it out of the can.
You mean out of the glass? I did try it out of the can.
Out, not in, like, in the glass, out of the can.
Mm. Yeah, the same.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good. I would definitely buy more of that brand to try. They had a lot of different flavors, so I would like to try more of their stuff.
I could tell there was hops a little bit more with the open top on the glass.
Yeah. But
just barely.
Okay. I could tell there was hops in it.
But then I'm going to open one from Illuminated Brew Works.
That's a really cool can. It's totally goat.
It's called Fruit Creep. It looks a lot like the Fruit Stripes gum label from the 1990s.
It does.
There's a hypnotized goat on it that's saying beer inside. It's good.
Excuse me. Man, that made me burp really loud. Carbonation station.
There's a goat on the front that's saying, beer inside. It's good. I'd like to open my beer, but first you gotta let Ginger catch your breath. Stop coughing.
You should repeat. I gotta cut goat this part. Out. I was trying not to cough, and it just made it worse.
Oh. Their beer inside is good, says the goat. Fuck you, I'm opening this. There, it's cracked.
Oh my god, nice crack. Sorry.
It says to enjoy with people you trust. It's a double dry hopped, double IPA.
Ooh, I'm jelly that I don't know if I can have that, because I love double IPAs.
It comes out looking
hazy AF.
Brownish, orange, hazy.
It looks like it's thick piss.
It's pretty orangey.
Instead of thin piss like mine.
Illuminated Brew Works from Chicago, Illinois. There's a big thing on here. It's got Motueka, Citra, and Mandarina Bavaria hops.
Okay. Does it
supposed to have tropical flavors?
List any ingredients like important?
It says, you know, there wasn't fruit in the gum you chewed as a kid, right? It was an illusion. A trick played on your impressionable mind by bad-intentioned scientists bankrolled by fat cat macro gum corporations exploiting your enthusiasm for big, juicy flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no damn fruit in this beer either. It's just an incredibly wasteful amount of the Motueka, Citra, and Mandarina Bavaria hops to make you believe it's full of tropical delights.
Ooh.
Drinking this will have you in our lovable grip, another fruit creep powerless to your juicy needs.
Yum.
It does not say anything about what's in it except for the three hops that it lists.
Yeah, that's too bad. Because it sounds like it's really good, but...
And it does kind of remind me of Fruit Stripe gum.
That's funny.
It's like tropical, juicy flavors, like tropical, juicy hops.
Okay.
There's no piney bitterness at all. It's like sweet fruit and, yeah, a piece of Fruit Stripe gum in drinkable hop form.
Yum. That sounds really good. A little sad I don't know that I can have it, but it'll be fine.
7.5% alcohol, so even more than a kombucha.
This kombucha has me all gassy.
Yeah, definitely bubblegum notes, tropical.
Let me smell it. I can't drink it, but I can smell it.
Tropical, fruity, like papaya, pineapple, bubblegum.
I want to, like, swish it around and go spit it out so bad just to taste it.
Do it. So, yeah, Fruit Creep from Illuminated Brew Works in Chicago. I'm giving this one 4.75 out of 5. This is a great IPA.
Yeah, that flavor is very, very tart, fruity. I definitely switched it around and spit just to be safe, but yeah, I'll agree. I'll check into that fucker too.
All right, we'll be back in a moment after this message from something or other.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, Wi-Fi and data users. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, a stand-up comedian and YouTuber from Atlanta, Georgia, trying her best not to go bankrupt in Los Angeles. This is the podcast where you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. Get your fix of hilarious news stories, true crime experiences, and more. The internet is a huge place, so think of me as your audible YouTube video. Enjoy the sounds of my melanated voice as I say all the that people are afraid to say out loud. Join me every Friday, recorded right here on the Anchor app, where I take my silliness seriously.
And now it's time for Real Life XP.
Trademark, copyright, copy, our registered trademark.
LLC.
Limited
Liability Corporation.
Liability.
Whatever it is. I have some RLXP. Well, that's not setting me up for success. But I think I totally succeeded. I made a pot pie from, like, leftovers from Turkey Day. And it turned out way better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, that was good.
And your help really helped me because I was just like, I don't think I've ever done a pot pie like kind of like this, even though most everything was done. I just had to cook some vegetables to go into it. But it turned out amazing. We used mostly leftovers from Turkey Day. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was good. Instead of heavy cream, we used green bean casserole juice.
Which was great, because I wasn't a huge fan of it. I know you love that shit, but I wasn't a huge fan. But that totally helped thicken it up, and I think I did a good job, and it turned out really good. And I had, like, two pieces of it, and I was kind of impressed. There was too much to go into a pie tin, so we just put some in kind of like a bread dish, to, like, if you would cook a loaf of bread.
Yeah, we made a pot pie loaf.
Yeah,
it's, with no crust.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
It's just begging for some bread to put on it to make some gravy
bread. Totally. I know if a few people listen to this, they would understand the gravy bread.
Everybody understands.
Everybody understands the gravy bread, but me. I'm usually not a fan, but I could totally like toast some of my bread and put some of that on there and be pretty happy because it was pretty good.
It'd be like shit on a shingle made out of Thanksgiving.
Don't compare it to that because you're just going to fucking ruin it for me.
In a good way. No, there's a plus.
Be quiet. Do not. Unstoppable. Do not compare it to that because you're going to ruin it for me. You ruined it for me. I can't have it. No. Definitely not. But yeah. A way better shit on a shingle, for sure. I just compared it to it. But for making an amazing pot pie with leftovers, I am going to give myself 15,000 points.
Flawless victory.
Okay.
You were thinking more.
No, that sounds good to me.
Well, I appreciate your help with it, too. Mm-hmm.
All right. For my real-life experience points, I'm going to go back to Attack on Titan. I talked about it a little bit. We started rewatching the anime version.
Mm-hmm.
And
which
since
is amazing.
Since we talked about it last time, we got the live-action movies, part one and part two, and watched those. I'm going to say one nice thing about it. In the part one, when like the shorter, when the not Titan class zombies appear, but like the 5, 10, 15 meter class zombies. Yeah, like
giants.
Yeah, they do a really good job with them when they first break into the city. When it's like real.
It's creepy.
They're running and jumping and eating people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a huge fan of when they take a big story and split it into two parts to make two movies.
Or and even alter it
for this the one. Worst. For this one, they altered the story so much in the second one from the manga and the anime that they're based on.
Yeah.
That the second part isn't worth watching. Just watch part one.
Yes.
See that, let it end on the cliffhanger. And if you're interested in more and you haven't seen the anime, then go watch the anime after you watch the first movie.
Yes. It, like, actually kind of hurt my brain because we've watched, I think, the first and second season of it a while back, so I could slightly remember it. And watching the, like, live-action movie pissed me off, actually.
Right, it's going to be way different, but the special effects are really cool in the first one.
Yes.
And they do everything that I wanted to see them touch on from the anime. They did it all in the first movie.
Totally.
And then the second movie was
a fucking letdown.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
The first one is good.
The shit that they put in the
second first one movie is way better than I expected.
Don't
watch the second one.
They made, like, the giant zombie thing, like, titans look so gross. And, like, it makes
sense. He didn't look so gross. He just had, like, bone armor. Something weird that wasn't in the anime.
The other ones, I'm saying. Like, not the bone armor one.
In the second movie?
Which, technically, in the anime, like, bust through, like,
in the second movie, there were only the three titans.
I'm talking about the first one.
Oh, you said in the second one, I thought.
I said the second one's horrible, but in the first one, like, they made the, like, zombie, like, titans look really gross. No, that's what I'm saying. Not in the second one.
In a good way?
In a good way, the first one. In the second one, fuck that one. They fucked it up so bad. Ugh.
Shit happens.
Yeah. Just don't waste your time.
Anyways, trying to say, watch the first one, don't watch the second one. I said that already.
Yeah.
And I was trying to say a number. I'm going to say, if we're going down the Attack on Titan fandom and watching this Japanese live-action anime adaptation, I'm not a fan of it. Disney, don't do it. Japan, don't do it to your anime.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a live-action Akira. I'll just rewatch the original.
Exactly.
I don't need to see a live-action Attack on Titan. I'll just rewatch the original. Oh, how many points?
Yeah.
62,041 points.
Okay, sure. I was going to say, like, if they're gonna do a live-action one, don't fucking deviate as bad. Just don't. Just make it a live fucking action of the anime. That would have been so much better. That would have been so much better. The first one, yes, was close, but the second one did so bad. It just don't deviate that much. If it brings, like, older generation or whatever to, like, anime, that would be cool. Because there's a lot of great anime, but
if my live-action milkshake brings all these boys to the anime yard.
Yeah. Which, that is cool. Like, I'm all for that. But for people who love what it came from,
I don't think that's going to happen. Anybody who watches this movie is going to be like, well, fuck that. I don't want to watch the original. So.
And they should, because it's so much better. It's so much better. And, like, just get over, like, reading subtitles because, like, the screen isn't going to change and you have plenty of time to read. Okay, that's all. We'll be back after these messages.
Uno momento, por favor.
Si, señor.
We will be right back.
You were swimming in a piss jug.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, Willie.
What game you play?
I play Enter the Gungeon.
Enter the Gungeon.
Okay, so a few episodes back, you probably heard me talk about the second one, which was Exit. But this was the brain.
The second one was exit the gungeon.
Exit. This one's enter, which that's enter, really enter clever.
The gungeon.
Yeah, that's really, that's clever. I like that. I like that play on words for a sequel of a game. This is
and for gungeon, the take on dungeon, but with guns.
Yes. It's so cool. I explained last one was like a bullet hell, but this original one is like a bullet hell, more of a dungeon crawler instead of a platformer.
Dual stick shooter.
Yep.
Randomized.
Yes.
Roguelite. Which
is nice. Is it a roguelite? I don't fucking know. I don't fucking care either, because it's a fun game. I get confused. It's hard as well. Well, I get confused with the roguelike and the roguelite. Like, couldn't you fucking name this fucking game like roguelike and then non-roguelike? I mean, whatever.
Well, roguelike just means that it's like the game Rogue.
What? I've never played that game.
Most people haven't. It's a esoteric old computer game. It's very hard to play.
Oh.
Randomized and...
I didn't know that was why it was called that. Why is it a roguelite then?
Because it's not quite like Rogue, but it's like a light version of the randomized hard-ass shit that Rogue was.
Wow! I'm today years old. Goobs, make sure you told Toby today years old. Shout out to Goobs. I have not even gotten past the first boss of this game, but it's still such a cute, unique, fun game that I still come back to it.
I have beaten every single first boss of this game.
I wonder what tier you had, because since I have not beat this, I kind of looked up on the internet some of the boss names, because I've not fucking seen them, and I would like to share at least the bosses. I do really like how, like, the characters, the enemies that you're fighting are like big bullets. Some are ghosts, some are, it looks like, I don't know, big demon things, books, wizards.
Like wizard bullets that summon like letter shaped bullets that fly at you.
Those are the books that do the letter shaped bullets, which kind of makes sense. A book
and then sending a letter shaped bullet with their shields that send
a shit ton.
Those are normal enemies,
and those regular like mage that throw like a design of bullets at you. But I mean, usually you can if you dodge, you're like
You're invincible while you dodge. That's what I said. The
second one's a little better at it. But
that's what I said. Booby trap.
The second one is a little better at the dodges. The first one, they fuck you on some shit. like.
There's four different characters that you can play as.
Yes.
And they all have slightly different abilities.
And different weapons.
Yeah.
So.
I always played as the traveler lady that had a dog. I forget what the dog did, but
nothing.
No? Well, I don't know.
The dog does nothing. It's just cute.
She had some kind of ability. I thought that
she has a crossbow. Which I think the doggy was cute, so that's why I always pick her. And then there's another lady that is, I think,
the whole conceit of the thing is that you're like trying to travel back in time to steal like the key for time or something, to undo something that you did in the past, I think.
Okay, so the gungeon holds that
key. The gungeon holds the key to the time travel to, like, fix each of these four characters.
Gatekeeper, fucking Zool and shit.
I don't know.
Ghostbusters. And you keep, like, really interrupting me. On this article that I'm going to read right from, it says free master round tier. I don't know what the fuck that means, but there's Blue Lord, Gorgon, Bullet King, and Trigger Twins. Those are the four bosses to that. Easy peasy tier. kill pillars.
Are you like naming bosses?
Yeah, these are okay. bosses. Okay. These are boss names. Cannon Balrog and Beholster. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Beholster. Normal tier, Gatling Gull. That's the gull with the big guns.
Yeah, I've defeated the Gatling Gull.
Yeah, that's a normal tier then. Wallmonger, Treadnought, Dragon. That's like a boss. Mm-hmm. Hard AF tier, so these must be like just the bosses when you get better, just how they want to fuck you on shit.
Right.
Mind Flayer, Old King, I can't. Ammo Conda.
I think I might have fought that.
Oh, yeah. The Rat. That one's a very rewarding challenge, apparently. He has a lot to say about this. Here's the next tier that this person called the fuck you tier. High Priest, Door Lord, Advanced Dragon, and a Lich. Those are the bosses. I've seen a couple of them. I know when we played two player on this, when we first got it, we beat the Bullet Twin guys, which, fuck, dude, that shit was hard.
Yeah, the Bullet Twin guys, and I remember, like, there's a bullet that rides on a, like, throne of bullets. A
throne of actual, like, guns,
the throne of guns.
Like the throne of swords.
No, Game of...
It's like Game of Thrones, but it's guns. That's copywritten.
Like the throne of...
swizzle sticks. Fuck that fat fuck. Finish your fucking book, cocksucker. Game of go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that book.
That makes me not want to read it then. If he's going to like copy strike people for saying the name of the fucking book.
He's not.
Okay. That one show that I really hated that I liked so much. Anyways.
So I've seen like 3 or 4 of those bosses.
Yeah. And
beaten 3 or 4 of them. That's nice. All I've seen.
Yeah, it's a hard game. It's still fun, though.
Yeah.
You have a shop where you can either get blanks, which, like, completely wipes the whole screen of bullets.
It's like a bomb.
Yeah. There's, I don't know what the little thing in the shop you can bring stuff to.
You can buy hearts to refill your health.
Yes. There's, like, a little guy in a grate, though, that you can bring stuff to, and I don't know what to bring to him.
Oh, yeah, I brought him some of that. Shit, I forget what you
I don't know
collect.
What it is, but it's something you collect.
It's been a long time since right. I played it.
And there's the water jug, because there's no piss jug, but I'm going to think it's a piss jug.
Right.
That you have to push into the room that has the fireplace, and then there's a little switch in there that supposedly makes a harder mode. So I wonder if there's like secret bosses in there.
It opens an area.
Mm-hmm.
It might be in the next stage, I forget where, but then you have to have something to give to a person at a grate, and then you give
the grate
them,
in the shop?
No, there's
or
something
does he
that
pop
the,
up, like, in some, like, room?
The grate is in the shop.
The grate is to give in the back something. Of the shop. Yep.
No, there's something else for you.
Okay.
When you, after you hit the switch in the fireplace.
Yeah. It unlocks something. Never figured out what the fuck that is. Probably never will.
I looked it up when I was playing before, but I forgot because I haven't played this game in
I would have to look months. It up as well. 6 months. A little longer than that.
Probably.
It's fun. I like the random dungeon generator, whatever fucking you want to call it, that games are doing now. I enjoy that because it does bring the whole random, and you don't know what you might run into. And
you like them because they're all randomly shaped like a dick.
They're not randomly shaped like dicks. There's like
randomly
boxes.
They might be.
No, they're in shape of a box.
Last time you played, they were all shaped like dicks, and it was completely random. And you were so happy.
No. Will's lying to try to make the podcast sound better. What?
What?
You look like you were like about to explode there.
I was.
Yeah. Enter the Gungeon. Check it out. Hey, Willie.
Yeah?
Did you play some sort of device that plays another thing that's called a game?
Yeah, the device was a Switch.
That's what he said.
What?
Beep, 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 beep!
Wah, wah, wah. The game was Mr. Driller Drill Land.
Oh, Mr. Driller Drill Land, huh?
Yes, indeedy. So Mr. Driller was this arcade game. Came out a long time ago, and it vexed main players for a while. But the new Switch version has 5 different kinds of Mr. Driller Drill Lands.
So, main players had a hard time playing this or something?
The original Mr. Driller was hard to emulate even on a high-end computer back in the day, at least. Okay. It's probably, I don't know, there's something weird in the code of Mr. Driller.
I'm sure now, nowadays,
right,
be better. If they can put it on a Switch.
But it was more difficult to emulate than most 1992 arcade games.
So would the arcade machine like get really loud like an airplane and just shut off like your PlayStation 4?
No, but if you loaded up the ROM on MAME, then your computer, your MAME program would just crash and the game wouldn't run.
That's fucking lame.
But this is the Switch, the new re-released version. It was released before on something else.
Oh, can we not talk about that either because it's copywritten?
I don't know what it is.
Oh.
What, research? But it's new on Switch and has like 5 different versions of Mr. Driller. The World Tour is like the original Mr. Driller game.
Does it have any jars in it?
No.
Well, the game would be a lot cooler if it did.
Air capsules and Xbox.
We could still have those air capsules like a piss jug.
Yeah. We're almost to the main gameplay, too. So we picture like a Tetris playfield, and the Tetris playfield is full of blocks. But they're not all 4 blocks tetrominoes, but some of them are 1 block, some are 2, some are 3, some are 4, and some are like crazy 12 block shapes within the Tetris playfield.
Okay.
And you're a little person standing on top of it who is the size of one of those blocks, and you can use your drill to pop it and break it and fall down.
All right.
And so as you dig down, your main objective is to get air capsules so you can breathe.
Well, I mean, that's legit.
Because you're digging.
You can't breathe piss.
And if you dig down and you go sideways and you dig, you don't want stuff to fall on you and crush you because that will kill you too.
Yeah, that's no good. You don't want to get crushed.
Right. And then in most of the game modes, or at least in the standard game modes, if, like, yellow blocks, 2 yellow blocks fall and hits 3 yellow blocks and connects, then they disappear. And everything connected above them and below them also falls.
Hmm. Interesting. I know you said there's 5 different gameplays.
Yeah.
So, what are these other game modes? Because I can tell you want to explain them to me.
The main one is you have to dig down and just survive, but it's World Tour, so each 100 meters is like another country, and it starts out, level 1, you have to go 500 meters.
Okay.
Then level 2, 3, and 4, there's 1,000 meters, 1,500 meters, and 2,000 meters.
Okay, so it goes up 500.
Yeah, and you have to complete stage 1 for all 5.
Okay.
Before you can do stage 2 for all 5, and you have to go through and complete all 5 of these stages in order to progress to the next one.
Of course.
The standard one is just survive through the colored blocks all the way down. There's a space one where you're traveling through intergalactic space and digging.
Intergalactic, planetary,
it has power-ups that do random stuff. You just hit a question mark and it might destroy all the blocks on the screen, or it might make you tunnel down for who knows how far and pop up. It might expand how much oxygen you can carry. It might fill up your oxygen. You never know what the question mark's going to do.
Oh, snap.
There's ghosty one. Well, ghost horror house, where you have to dig down and there's ghosts running around in the box. And you have to get holy water. And you spit you inject the holy water into the box. And then you destroy the box with the ghost with the in ghost the holy in water. It. And they turn into gems. And you have to collect a certain amount of gems in order to progress from one letter. From level. One level to another.
Gotcha.
That one doesn't have the, like, depth measurement like the other ones do.
How low can you go? How low can you go?
There's one that's Mr. Driller crossed with the Tower of Druaga.
Oh, yeah.
That classic,
like,
was it? Who makes
dungeon
it?
Dungeon Crawler?
Temco? Nambai? Namco?
Bandai?
Tecmai Square? No.
Square Soft.
Square Com.
Enix.
Cap 10.
Doe.
Cap 10. But the Tower of Druaga is this classic arcade game where you fought with enemies in a like grid dungeon. But this one has rooms, doors to the left and right of stages as you go down. And you have to find a key. And then
there's
find
an
your
anime
way.
Called The Tower of Druaga.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sorry. Go on.
I love the original arcade game. I need to replay that. I have it on our Wii U. But this version is like a weird mix between the Tower of Druaga.
Yep. Now
and Mr. Driller.
I remember the name Tower of Druaga, but I had to see the fucking the screenshot of it, and it. Yeah.
And then you remember how many times you've seen me play and replay the first and second level,
Namco.
Basically. Yeah, that's one. The Pac-Man company.
Yep. Namco. Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing this driller game. I guess we'll have to switch switches.
That's why they call it that.
Bam!
And then there's one that's called Drindy Adventures. Where you have to collect these idols while you're tunneling down through a tunnel, and you play as Drindiana James. and you have Drindiana. To avoid these giant rolling boulders that come at you.
Balls, huh?
Yes.
No piss in this, but it has balls.
Big giant balls.
Big giant boulder balls.
And in that one, you don't have to worry about how much air you have. You just have to worry about not getting crushed by the balls or being impaled with the spikes.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there some fire in there, too?
There's also fire. You can't have that hit you either.
No. Fire is usually bad for flesh people.
Oh, yeah, and the Tower of the Druaga one, it's more turn-based than the other ones. In the normal mode, your oxygen just goes down.
Okay.
But in the Tower of Druaga mode, your oxygen goes down 1% every time you dig. And so you can take your time and strategize.
You can't just plow through it and then, like, hop up or whatever.
And there's also enemies that show up in that.
Oh.
And so once in a while, you have to fight enemies in the Tower of Druaga mode.
Nice. That's cool. It sounds like they did a really good job with making a different level that would appeal to more people, I guess.
Yeah, they did. They did a good job of making 5 different versions of this classic arcade machine.
Nice.
All with, like, different themes. And then they themed it all around. They've evolved these characters from the original arcade machine. So Mr. Driller is the pink, like, normal guy. But then there's multiple characters. There's his dad, Hanzo. And then there's his dog, Poochie. Poochie?
I heard Coochie.
There's like 6 different characters you can pick from in the normal mode, which is like the old Mr. Driller DS game where I first started playing Mr. Driller.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, Poochie is cool because he can... Most normal characters, when you're walking left and right and you're chopping the blocks, they can walk up 1 square. But if you're Poochie, he can walk up 2 squares.
Oh, fuck yeah. Always be Poochie. The pooch.
Yeah, but then there's a...
Poochie.
Poochie. But then there's a robot.
So also. Close to coochie.
No, that's the cat character that's coming in the next game.
Wouldn't that just be pussy? Or puss?
No, it's going to be coochie.
Should be puss.
Poochie's brother, coochie.
Poochie that coochie. What the fuck am I saying?
It sounds like Poochie the Coochie.
It sounds like this episode title.
All right, here's a new outtake. Save that sound effect.
Poochie the Coochie.
I need to start that techno song with these ginger Poochie, outtakes.
A coochie, a Poochie, a Coochie. There you go. There's some more for you. I think that would be, like, a super awesome labor of love if you're going to take all my outtakes and make it into a song.
And there's a shopping mall in this game, too, and you can buy...
I love how you went right back to the game.
Buy power-ups. Yeah, fuck you, Ginger.
We got to turn off the mic. Everyone left this podcast.
I'm trying to talk about a fucking game. You're dirty.
Doy.
So, what was I saying?
There's a shop.
Oh, yeah. You can buy all kinds of weird Namco artifacts. like you're at a amusement park. Because this whole game and all these characters get together in an amusement park underground. Where somebody had a big giant hole, and they're like, what the hell can we do with this hole? Hey, let's turn it into an amusement park where you do Mr. Driller games down in. And Mr. Driller and his whole family showed up. And like, hey, let's do Mr. Driller games in the Mr. Driller park. Oh no, there's some kind of evil we must defeat at the end of the Mr. Driller drill park. Drill games in the drill park. And Poochie. Yes, Ginger, your hand is raised.
Yes,
do you have a question, Ginger?
I do. What are we going to do with this hole? Let's drill it. Just saying. That's perverted. All together right there. What are we going to do with this hole? We're going to drill it. And I fucking still, like, fucking screamed into the microphone. Sorry, people. Oh, my God.
Yep. That's basically the point of this game, is they made a Mr. Driller amusement park.
They made a huge sexual innuendo. What are we going to do with this hole? Let's drill it.
Let's go get our Poochie to drill this hole.
To drill this coochie hole.
We'll pop these squares. Ew. No, Poochie. We'll get Poochie to drill this hole. We'll get the colors to match.
You're still trying not to let me have this sexual innuendo that is the whole game.
You, whole, of course you can have
let's
it.
Let's drill into this hole. My God.
Of course you have it. I'm just trying to pretend to be innocent. But I'm the innocent one.
You're married
one.
To me. You are not innocent.
You're the dirty one. I'm the innocent one.
Yeah.
It's like good cop, bad cop. We gotta play our roles.
Don't ever compare us to cops. Fuck all cops. I said it. They can go fuck themselves. The whole system's fucked.
All right,
so
like,
start talking about this perverted game about drilling holes, honey.
I thought we talked all about it already.
We did.
Okay. The end. Testicle.
One, two, three. Three testicles?
Testicle, and... chesticle, wristwatch. Wait, what's that Catholic thing? Forehead, testicle, wristwatch, heart or something? To do the cross? I don't know. I would
the
never
Father
raise Catholic.
And the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, but there's like... there's some like...
Spectacles, testicles.
Yeah.
Something and something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
of. Spectacles and testicles.
Yeah.
Now it's time for recommendations. Dude.
Spectacles, testicles, recommendations.
Okay, I'm going to recommend a podcast that is called As Above, So Below Podcast. It's Ty and DJ, our two black yoga instructors and social/lifestyle entrepreneurs who partner up to host international yoga retreats, yoga workshops, and the podcast together. Join them on As Above, So Below as they delve into in-depth discussions on yoga and meditation, mindfulness, mental, physical wellness, social issues, and life as Black and yoga lifestyle entrepreneurs. Their platform also sheds light on how we can cultivate universal consciousness, intentionally manifest as above, and create our own realities, so below, through mindfulness and self-discovery. They explore stimulating topics as an informative yet relatable, non-intimidating, and fun environment. It is awesome.
Yeah.
I've listened to 4 of them so far. I love Ty Simpson. She is hippie heathen on Instagram. I just absolutely love everything about her. She is a badass yogi. And DJ Townsell, he is also an amazing yoga instructor as well. And I found them a while back and I didn't know they had a podcast. Otherwise, I probably would have listened to it a long time ago.
Right.
And they haven't done any newer stuff, but it's really, really great to listen to a few African Americans talk about how the yoga community is unfortunately whitewashed. And that's kind of crazy, but does explain. I haven't heard them go into any like colonizer stuff, but I mean, colonizers try to completely get rid of yoga and meditation when they colonized India. So it's interesting that then they pretty much marketed it to just white people. And if you have a body, you can practice yoga. It doesn't matter.
They'll male, market female, it other... to anyone who can afford it.
Well, and that was another thing too. Like once it came here to America, you know what Americans do with shit? Fuck it up.
It's all about the money. Mm-hmm. It's all about the greed.
Yep. It's really nice, though, to hear a couple of yoga instructors talk about their experiences as African Americans. But both of them have a really wonderful Instagram, and they are doing a lot of yoga, and it's nice to see people other than skinny white fucking 40-year-old women practice yoga, because that's not just who practices yoga. As Above, So Below.
I don't practice.
I know. I would love to teach you so I could get practice teaching, but you don't want to fucking practice, so... I should get a second husband to teach yoga.
I don't need to practice. I'll just do it right the first time.
I have a feeling Willie needs to practice some mindfulness instead of what he's saying. But he is a white man, so, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that a white man has to say something like that.
I don't have to, but I did. Oh, shit. Fuck me, I'm going home.
Oh shit, you're already home.
Oh shit, I'm going home.
Oh shit, you're shit, going I'm on, the, home. On the small bed in the other room.
No, shit. I'm going to recommend a podcast.
Okay.
It's called 90s Court. It's a cool podcast. They talk about 90s stuff.
90s stuff, huh? I've heard of this 90s.
You heard of the 90s?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, well, they take two similar things from the 90s and they pit them against each other. And it's pretty cool. It's kind of a lot of stuff that kind of I know about, which...
Right. Yeah, because we grew up in the 90s.
Right. There was a recent one I really enjoyed about Magic the Gathering versus Pokemon cards.
MTG all the way, baby.
Uh-huh, for sure. The newest one is A League of Their Own versus Cool Runnings. Both of those were awesome, yes. But I go A League of Their Own.
Wow, a white guy picking the white movie.
what's your pick, Ginger?
I already told you both of those?
Between A League of Their Own and Cool Runnings.
I'd have to rewatch them and tell you.
No, right now. Pick.
I can't.
I just did.
Fine. Cool no. Runnings.
All right.
Even though I hate fucking snow. It was just really, it was fucking, that's a great movie that, wasn't it a Jamaican?
The Jamaican bobsled team.
Jamaican bobsled team fucking wins?
They didn't have snow.
Or whatever. So. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Uh-huh. Yeah, they never have snow and they like kick ass. Like, that's fucking, that is underdog. Even though A League of Their Own is like women and right. That's also underdog. So that's so too hard of a pick.
Each episode of the 90s court, they pick two things like that and pit them against each other. Oh, and they make it, they each make a case for one side or the other, and then they put up a vote.
Unstoppable.
To see who wins. And so, yeah, it's really cool. They've done episodes on, like one episode was dinosaurs versus home improvement.
One was too hard too.
One was Mrs. Doubtfire versus the cable guy.
Oh, you know what one was, I would pick there.
One is Arachnophobia versus Anaconda. One is Weezer versus Foo Fighters.
Oh, both of them suck.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark versus Goosebumps. Ooh. Maury Povich versus Jerry Springer.
See, you can't pick.
They cover all kinds of 90s stuff. And they have to make a case for one or the other.
Yeah.
And you gotta pick. So, yeah. The 90s cart. That's my recommendation.
Cool.
They'll cover something controversial that Ginger cannot pick.
For real. Like, I just get angry. Sorry, 90s cart. I love you. But, like, this shit would make me angry. Like, I cannot pick. You cannot make me between a few of those, but the Foo Fighters and Weezers fucking suck. I don't care. Fuck you. Don't at me.
They both have a good song.
A good song. Okay. Well, thank you to our patrons. Oh my God. I can't believe we have plural patrons. It's so awesome. Boston Harbor Horror, Mike, from there. Thank you. You have a wonderful storytime podcast. If you guys want to get scared, start from the beginning, and season 3 should be out soon.
And Chris Copleen from the Retro Hangover Podcast.
You said his last name right.
I hope so. He hasn't corrected me yet. There's another video game podcast if you need one, too. Great, and thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes, and if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep, we'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at @Grand_Video and Instagram at @GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You can give us a call at 9167-WILLIE as 9167. My name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.